Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to learn about a new three-dimensional shape. But before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Let's write our names at the top of our papers. You remember to write neatly, and so will I. And then you can put your pencil down because you know we're gonna color first. All right, so if you look at the top of your paper, page, you're going to see a picture, and the three-dimensional shape, 3D means if it was real life, we could pick it up, we could hold it, it would probably have a top and a bottom and sides. The three-dimensional shape we're going to talk about today is called the cone, and the first thing I think about when I think about a cone is ice cream. So I want you to look for the ice cream cones in our picture. I see two that are on a cake. See the cake? It's on the counter. See the cake? On top of it are two cones turned upside down, two ice cream cones. Delicious. Let's color those ice cream cones brown. Find a brown crayon. I'm trying to find mine. And let's color those two ice cream cones brown. Yummy in my tummy. So cones are a three-dimensional shape. If we were holding them in real life, we could put ice cream, right, on top of the cone because the top part of a cone is circular and open sometimes, like an ice cream cone could be open. Sometimes it has a flat top. Then you can't put anything inside of it, but you could put something on top of it. Let's color that ice cream green going inside the cake. Let's color it green. I'm going to do light green, make it kind of mint chocolate chip. Yum, yum, yum. Color both of them. So we're working on the cones inside the cake. Now, do you see another ice cream cone on the wall? Do you see it in the picture? All right, let's color that cone brown too. The one that's on the wall in the picture frame. So this one's not upside down or inside of a cake. This one, the top is the circular part, and there's a point at the bottom. We're going to talk about that. Cones are kind of special. Now let's make that ice cream bubblegum. So find a pink crayon and color that ice cream pink. We'll make it a pink bubblegum. This is the one that's on the wall inside the picture frame. Okay, I see one more ice cream cone. Do you? Yeah, the one under the girl's shirt. This looks like a fun birthday party, and I want her shirt. Let's color that cone brown, too, the one on her shirt. Go ahead. Then let's do, what do you think? Some orange ice cream? Let's do some orange ice cream on her shirt. We'll make that orange sherbet or something. Okay, these were little ice cream cones, so we should not be taking too long. All right, put all your crayons down in 3, 2, 1. Now, we've colored the ice cream cones. Some have been looking like they're upside down, but a cone can really and truly go in any direction. So do you see anything else that has that same shape as our ice cream cone in the picture? Yeah, what about the boy's hat that he's wearing on his head? That has a cone shape, right? There's a circular bottom on top of his head. That's the circular flat bottom. We call that the face of the cone. And then it curves up into a point. Let's color that hat's zigzag blue. Color the zigzag blue. This is the listen part, follow direction part. We'll make a blue zigzag, and then see the point at the top of the cone where those four little tassel things are coming out? For little ribbon things, color those blue also so it matches the zigzag. We want to be matchy, matchy. And then we will color the rest of the hat yellow. So this cone, I want you to know, cones, all cones, have one flat surface. And it's circular, it's round, it's in the shape of a circle. We call that the face of the cone. The face of the cone is flat and it has a circular shape. And it can be flat and it can stack on top of other things. For example, it's stacked on its head, right? Yeah. Okay, put all your crayons down in 2, 1. What about the girl's hat? Does that have a cone shape? Sure does. Looks like the ice cream cone that's turned upside down in the cake, right? Okay, let's color the girl's hat. It looks like a witch's hat. Let's color it black. Do you have a black crayon? If not, you can use your pencil. So here's what I want to talk to you about. Cones are kind of special. Here's why. I've been teaching a long time, and back in the olden days, a lot of people said cones did not have a vertex. That's where sides and edges meet and make a corner. And in the olden days, they said cones did not have that. And then in the newer days, they said they do. I know. Weird, right? It's like math people changed their minds. Okay, take 3 more seconds for your black cat. 3, 2, 1. What about the hat on the floor up against the wall? It has stripes on it and a poofy ball at the top where the point is. What about that hat? See it? Does that look like a cone? Yes. Let's color the stripes part of the hat. Let's color that green. The stripe part green. All the stripes green. So here's what I want you to know. Okay. The sides of a cone are curved and they kind of roll up into a point. And these days, people are calling that point a vertex. They're saying it's a vertex. In my class, we call that point of the cone a vertex. But maybe in your class, you don't. So you're going to have to see what your teacher says. What does your teacher say? What have you been learning about? In my class and in my school and in my district, we call that point a vertex. We say a cone has one vertex. It's true. Let's color that pom-pom poofy thing red. Find a red crayon, color that pom-pom poofy thing on the vertex or the point red. It will depend on what your teacher says. I don't want your teacher to get mad at me if she says, no, no, cones don't have a vertex. Please don't let your teacher get mad at me. I'll be so sad. But our class says it is a vertex because the language, the math language has changed because weird, right? Okay, what about the hat on the floor by the boy's shoe? It's got a zigzag. It matches his hat. But let's change it. Let's do the zigzag on the hat on the floor by his shoe. Let's do that zigzag purple. And then we'll do the little ribbon feather tassel-y thingies coming out of the vertex or the point, depending on what you want to call it. Let's color those purple also. So a cone has one flat surface. It's called the face, and it's a circle. And then it has one vertex, if you believe what I believe. Or you could say it has one point. The sides kind of curve up and roll up. The sides are curved and they roll up into that point or that vertex. Let's color the rest of this hat pink. Color the rest of this zigzag purple hat pink. Okay. All right. I know this one's a tricky one, people. So I just hope I'm doing the right thing by you and I'm not confusing you. I don't want to confuse you. All right, here we go. Put down all your crayons in 3, 2, 1. Do you see any other cones in our picture? See any other cones where there's a flat face surface that has the shape of a circle and then a point at the top or the bottom or the side? It all curves up into a point. Whether it's curving up or down, it can be any direction. Yeah. On the counter by the cake is a noisemaker. You blow into those and they make noises like that. Let's color that noisemaker by the cake. See, it's got polka dots on it. That looks like a cone on its side, right? Let's color that blue and green. You decide how to do it. You get to decide. I'm going to do green polka dots and color the rest blue. But you decide. Blue and green. Make that noisemaker blue and green. Now, a cone, if it's laying on its side, can roll in a circle. You can spin it. If you were to push this noisemaker to make it roll, it wouldn't roll across the room, but it would roll around and around in a circle. That's because the sides are curved up and they curve. They curve and roll in a circle because of that point. Do you see another noisemaker? Yep, there's one on the floor by the castle. Let's make that two colors. Let's make that purple and yellow. Make it purple and yellow. You decide which way to do it. I'm going to do purple polka dots and make the rest yellow. So tell me something special about a cone. Tell me something special. How many faces does it have? How many flat surfaces? One. What shape is the face of a cone? What shape is that flat surface? Circle. You can stack that on something else. We could stack this noisemaker. We could stand it up on the counter. We could stand it up on the floor because it could sit on that flat surface of the circle face. All right, put all your crayons down in 2, 1. There are two more cones in our picture. Do you see them? Yes, they're on the castle. The flags are coming out of the points or the vertex. See it? Let's color the cones on the castle gray. We're just doing the top part. If you don't have a gray crayon, you can use your pencil. That's what I'm using. Tell me something special about a cone. Does it roll? Yes, it can roll, but only in a circle. It can only go in a circle because of the point or the vertex. All right, can it stack? Yes. Does it have a face? Yes, how many? Just one. All right, hang on to your pencil if you're using it. If not, grab your pencil. Put all your crayons down. Let's look at the cones at the bottom. There's 3 in a row, and we can see inside of it. See that circle flat face? I want you to color that in for me on the first cone. Color that circular flat face in for me with your pencil, with your pencil. Scoot over. There's a cone on its side. See the circular face on the side? That's the flat surface. We call that a face. Color it in for me, that circular flat face. Color the circle for me with your pencil. That's the face. One face on a cone, one vertex, or maybe you call it a point. Maybe you say it doesn't have a vertex. All right, and then scoot over. We have another cone. It looks like the ice cream cone. It looks like we could stack something right on top of that. We could put an ice cream ball right on top of that. Color that circular flat face with your pencil. Color that circle inside. Okay, scoot over. Do you see the word faces? It has a capital F-A-C-E-S. How many faces does a cone have? One. Write the number one in that box. And then scoot over. Do you see the capital V? And then the word is vertices. It has V-E-R-T-I-C-E-S. Vertices, fancy word. My class would say, yes, a cone has one vertex. So I'm going to write one in this box. But make sure you do what your teacher has taught you. If your teacher says, no, a cone does not have a vertex, then you're going to put a zero. But my class and I, we're going to put a one because we believe cones have one vertex at the point. All right, scoot down. We have a row of three-dimensional shapes there. There's cones, there's spheres, there's cylinders. Put down your pencil. Find a red crayon and color all of the cones. There are 4 of them. And I want you to use your red crayon and color in the 4 cones on that row. Just the cones, the ones that look like the party hats and the noisemakers and the ice cream cones. We're making them red. There are only 4. If you accidentally make a mistake, that's okay. Just cross it out. We're making red cones. Red cones are red when they have one face. The face is a circle, and I think it has one vertex, but you may say it doesn't. Put down all your crayons in 3, 2, 1. All right, look at the road, look at the paper towels and the road sign cone thing. That's what you would put in the road. Which one is a cone? Yeah, the road cone, of course. Let's color it orange. Most of those are orange so you can see them when you're driving. Well, I hope you're not driving, but when I'm driving. So we have an orange cone, and then take 2 more seconds, 2, 1, and then scoot over. Ooh, we have ice cream and a cake, piece of cake. Which one has a cone shape? Yes, the ice cream. Color that cone brown. Go ahead and color the ice cream brown. We'll have it be chocolate. My favorite. Put some nuts in there and I'm a happy girl. Take 2 more seconds. 2, 1. Scoot over. We have a orange. And then that thing next to it is a funnel. That's to help you pour liquid into things without spilling a whole lot. Which one is in the shape of a cone? The orange or the funnel? Yes, the funnel. Let's color it purple just for fun. You can see the flat surface, the face of this cone easily, that it's a circle. We have a purple cone here. Purple cone shape. We did it. We did the whole activity. That's because you rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.